You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. A video of a tire slashing incident in Jackson is racking up tens of thousands of views on X, formerly Twitter. Police are investigating, but the vehicle's owners said they think they were targeted for a sticker on their truck saying, "I stand with Israel." Local residents like Mary Grossman, who leads the Jackson Hole Jewish community, say it's not the first act of aggression in town since the start of the latest Israel-Hamas war. She said she was surprised to see the video, but not shocked, since she's heard of an uptick of hateful comments against Jews in town in recent months, and swastika images in school bathrooms.
So you just never think in a small town in Wyoming that this would happen, but it actually is, you know, it does.
Dan Sheehan is part of the small group that's been demonstrating in support of Palestine in ending the war in Jackson's town square since November. He says they've also fielded backlash.
A number of people coming up and flipping us the bird or calling us terrorists or slowing down their F-150s to roll down the window and shout something.
Police aren't sharing any leads in the recent tire slashing case just yet. If they find evidence, they say they could prosecute it under Jackson's anti-bias ordinance. The Bureau of Land Management announced yesterday it's proposing to end future coal leasing in the Powder River Basin in response to a 2022 court order. This basin is in northeast Wyoming in southeast Montana. Wyoming Public Radio's Nikki Woulet reports.
Coal production in the area has nearly halved since its peak in 2008, and if this proposal goes through, coal mining will likely end there by 2041. Industry groups and several of Wyoming's elected officials are slamming the proposal. Governor Mark Gordon says Wyoming will try to kill or modify the plan before it becomes final. But environmental groups say it's an historic shift in how the federal government manages coal by recognizing the health and environmental impacts to nearby communities. Separately, several fossil fuel industry groups in the region are suing the BLM over recent increases to the cost of harvesting oil and gas from federal lands. They argue the bigger bonding amounts will effectively stop new development and especially hurt smaller companies. For KHOL News, I'm Nikki Woulet.
Policymakers say they're getting closer to an agreement between seven western states, including Wyoming, on how to manage the Colorado River in the future. KUNC's Alex Hager reports details from these closed-door negotiations have been limited.
Utah's top water negotiator said states have met three or four times since they split into two factions and put out competing proposals back in March. Gene Shawcroft didn't give specifics, but said they're making progress on a strategy to share water after 2026, when the current river management plan expires.
The commitment level to stay together on a seven-state proposal is significantly higher now than it was a few weeks ago.
It does not appear likely that Shawcroft and his allies are willing to back off from a proposal to send less water downstream to California, Arizona, and Nevada each year. That idea has been a major wedge between the two groups. Those downstream states are framing the idea as a non-starter. I'm Alex Hager.
This is KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.